This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.
You are listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. Rick Smith is here, the executive director of the South Hills Chorale. You have a terrific holiday concert. It's a tradition, the 16th and 17th of this month, now very soon. And the choir, the chorale, has been in business for many years. This is a special concert. Give me the details to begin, where and when.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I'm happy to be here to tell you all about our concert coming up. As you say, it's Friday and Saturday, December 16 and 17, starting at 7 o'clock on Friday night, and the one on Saturday is a matinee at 2 o'clock. And it's at the Christ United Methodist Church in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. That's near the South Hills Village Mall. It's a relatively new venue for us. It's our first year of being there. We love it there. Very nice facility, very beautiful sanctuary, all level, no steps for our patrons to negotiate, and it's a good place.
How's the parking situation?
It's fantastic. There are so many parking spots, you can't fill them all. It's amazing. That's a huge building with lots of surrounding parking space.
What is the concert going to be like?
Well, it's going to be, Christmas music, as you probably would guess. We have our annual show that we put on our best as far as singing the sounds of the season. 'Tis the season to be singing is the name of our concert. We have a good repertoire coming up. I think that people will definitely enjoy. Our goal and our mission is to bring joy to the community through song, and we will do it with this concert. So it's got a number of musical pieces here that we'll be doing, such as, I can give you an idea, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, a perennial favorite, Hodier, The First Noel, In the Bleak Midwinter, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Silver Bells, etc. And we're also doing 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, Clement Clark Moore's poem set to music. So that'll be fun to listen to.
Sounds absolutely great. The audience will know a lot of the tunes.
Yes.
They'll be familiar. And any soloists from the choir?
No, we've been pretty much a non-solo choir for the last few years since Phil Ailey came with us. And no, we have no solos this year.
Tell me about your conductor, Phil Ailey. He's relatively new. Wasn't it Hank Monch who was the chief for many, many years?
Absolutely, yeah. Hank Monch Jr., director for about 50 years with the group. Our group is 62 years old, so our 63rd season we're starting out with right now. Did a remarkable job guiding us through all that the turmoil that can happen to any organization and our people in their lives for all that many years. And then had to retire, and we were concerned who could follow him, that track record. We were lucky enough to come across Phil Ailey, who is a very accomplished organist, and he's been a music director for several churches around Pittsburgh. He just retired from Baldwin United Methodist Community Church, he has been here, but this is the 11th season he's starting with us.
Who will accompany the choir?
We have a great name accompanist, Skyler Bunk. It's a great name. He has been with us as an assistant director / accompanist and very talented young man. We came across him from the Mary Papert School of Duquesne University School of Music. He has a master's in accompaniment. And he is fun to watch. His hands fly over the keyboard, and please try to focus on us. But watching Skyler is really quite a treat. Very talented young man.
He plays entirely piano to accompany the choir in this concert.
That's correct. Yes, we have a bass player, and we also have a person who plays the organ and keyboard percussion. We have that also.
In this concert?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, for someone who's never been to hear the South Hills Chorale, why should they make the effort to come to hear you? There's so much competition during the holiday season. Everybody's very busy, and there's a lot of music going around. Why should they come to hear you?
Jim, that's an excellent point and a fantastic question. My answer to that is to go to everything. We should support all of us because we all need it. We all love it. We all love to sing for you. And if you can make every concert out there, that would do a lot for every choral group in Pittsburgh. particularly the South Hills Chorale. Each group has its own unique approach and personality, which if you've been to any of the concerts, you can pick up on right away. Our legacy of being around for so many years and having one director and then a second director gives us a little bit different approach on things. And of course, the director sets the tone there also. Phil has his own style that he lends to us. And so coming to our concert, what Phil does, he's got a creative knack about him to make a concert and experience as opposed to being a straight recital type concert. He puts nuances in various arrangements, and he gets the best out of our group to make the audience feel involved emotionally, musically. He really ties everything together with good narration. It's quite a good experience. People who come to our concerts are happy they came because they really felt part of the whole operation.
Wow. Why do the singers do it? It's a lot of work, and they're not paid, are they?
No, we are all volunteer. And I think from my vast research that we, at 62 years old, we're probably the oldest continuing operating group of all volunteer community choirs in Pittsburgh, maybe the Southwestern PA. None of us are paid to sing. We sing because of the love of singing, which really is payment enough.
So this is an all-ages concert. You can bring the kids. You can bring your grandchildren and have fun.
You can, yes. Children, sometimes they're 5, 6, 8, 10 years old. They're probably not into choral music so much. But above that, I think that they would certainly be involved with it.
Any other aspects of the choir's history? You mentioned the length of service of Hank and some of the highlights of the history. What else do you think people would like to know about the South Hills Chorale?
Well, I think something that I wanted to bring up about the new approach that Phil brings that was a little different from what Hank had done. Phil does things sometimes that are outside the box. For example, we had a grandson of one of our singers. Now, normally we don't allow children at rehearsals, but at 6 years old, this little boy wanted to be a director in the worst way. He wanted to sit there and listen. So he'd come to rehearsals. He'd sit there patiently, behave himself and listen. So Phil saw that and he said, I'll bet I can incorporate him to one of our shows. So what he did for a spring concert was he got the six-year-old and asked him what he'd like to direct. And we sang in beautiful four-part harmony, 80 of us in front of a full audience, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, directed by Jackson. Jackson was his name. And he was thrilled. The audience was thrilled. So this is one thing that Phil does that's unique. Another thing that he did 3 years ago for Christmas, people don't equate bagpipes with Christmas music. Well, Phil did. He brought in George Valderose, the famous bagpiper here in Pittsburgh, and he was our guest artist. So we sang many of the songs of O Come All Ye Faithful, Hark the Herald Angels Sings, bagpipes in the background. Not for everybody, because it's not the most pleasant interest for some people, but that was unique, and that was fun, just fun. So that's the kind of atmosphere you get at our concerts. You never know what you're going to get sometimes, but it's going to be fun. You can be involved with it.
We had a volunteer who was with us at WQED-FM for many years, who sang in the choir for many years. I don't know if you know everybody, but have you ever met Doug Cornelius? Doug Cornelius always spoke so highly of the efforts of the choir.
Yes. Yeah. Doug was a longtime member. He has retired for a number of years. His wife still sings with us. And Doug was a valued member. Yeah, he was. We miss him. We keep asking him to come back, but he hasn't found the time to come back to us yet. But maybe one day he will.
All right, I'll see if I can work it from this.
All right, thank you.
And I had some contact with Gladys. She helped get us together. What does Gladys Wallasek do for the choir?
She is our director of publicity. So she's another volunteer that takes on the extra work beyond the singing. We have many people that really give them above and beyond of their time. And they become board directors, they become committee chairs, all those kinds of things. And Gladys is tremendous. She's a real estate lady. She was just interviewed on television, I don't know if you saw it or not, about this scam going on with senior citizens. And she was an authority on what had happened regarding this scam. So she's got a lot of contacts and knows a lot of people. She works very hard and again, all for free, and gets our word out there to the public to say, we're having a concert, come see us.
I appreciated her tenacity. I could tell that she's a hard worker. Now, what other duties concern you in the role of executive director? You got to raise all the money and balance the books.
Pretty much pay the bills, arrange for venues, whatever, sweep up sometimes. Not quite that bad, but I feel like I do have to do that. But yeah, I do whatever it takes. I love this group and enjoyed. This is my 23rd season with the South Hills Chorale singing bass, and it's just been a very rewarding experience for me to be here.
Wow, and you had a terrific career as a financial planner. However, you've taken on all this responsibility, so you really haven't retired from the work world.
Well, I've often said you shouldn't retire from something, you should retire to something. And that's what I did, because I didn't want to sit around, and I gave up golf many years ago and realized how poorly I played. So this is a wonderful way to feel that I'm a part of something, I'm contributing, I'm helping people enjoy their lives, and I'm enjoying my life doing that.
Of course, I have to ask, as a financial planner, did you go out while the market was going up? Now it's going the other direction. Everybody's concerned about it. Senior citizens especially worry, will it stop going down and will it can go back up again? It's a real concern.
Oh, it certainly is. The hardest function that I had as a financial planner, I was more of a psychologist than an investment advisor, because the stock market consists of two basic things we have, is fear and greed, and it kicks in pretty tough. And everybody says, "Oh yeah, this is I like this. I can take risk. I have no problem." Now the market drops 10%. Oh, wait a minute, what's happening? What's happening? But you have to have a long-term perspective, and you have to be patient. It will come back. We don't know when, but it definitely will go up and down in between. So you got to just hang in there. And for if you have enough time left, now if you're older, you shouldn't be in the stock market that much because of the volatility involved. But younger people can ride out the waves and do better over time.
Well, being in the world of classical music, naturally, I always take the long view because this is a part of the world of entertainment, the world of culture and the arts that has lasted for the better part of the last 400, 500 years. So I think you're absolutely right. You got to take the long view. Anything else you want to share about the Christmas concert?
I think it's a great place for people to spend a good evening or a good afternoon. It's just they will have a fun time. They will hear some great music. They'll see some very dedicated people who love to sing. We love seeing the reaction of people on their faces when we do a good job, and we try our very best to do a wonderful job. So I think come on out and hear us. And I'd like to add that, we can't do this alone. We need lots of support out there. And I want to thank you and WQED-FM and all the staff there for giving us this kind of exposure and ability to talk to people. And also the Allegheny Regional Asset District, which is gives us a grant, the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, Pittsburgh Foundation, all these people, as well as our individuals, keep us going. And that was very critical through the tough time of COVID, when we could not do anything but sit at home and look at a computer and try to talk to people. So I want to thank you and thank everybody else that makes that a lot possible.
Rick, what a joy to talk with you. And I know the world of singing. I got into choral music from my high school choir, my church choir, my junior high school choir, and I love singers and what they do. I admire your chorale very, very much. And we're going to get out and get a recording of you so we can get you on the air a little bit more often. We'll have to figure that out.
That'd be terrific. We'd love it.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
Same here, Jim.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.